Love Talk Radio.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. And good morning, good morning, good morning. Ain't no stopping. Hope you're excited this morning.
The moon is moving.
Come on. It's another day, folks. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Top of the morning to you. It's a great day. We're on the 14th of August. And Dream Like Coach, I see you out there this morning. And we got your song up this morning by Janet Jackson, talking about controlling.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, control. Yes, yes, yes. We got another one, folks. It's a great one here, and we welcome you this morning, as we do each and
all callers are muted.
And as we say, and I like to start off with just a little intro, and don't worry, be happy, boy. You know, you say, Doc, you keep playing that song. Well, it's all about your thoughts. And don't worry. And as we come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance, and we say that that divine source that we're connected to, folks, and you have all of this power, this energy, this drive. It's directly connected to your state of consciousness. And we say when two or more minds come together, got the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And we come to you each and every morning here on the BMF Talk Money Radio, Billionaire Mastermind Forum platform, with the objective to help you develop what we call the necessities to make your dreams come true. And that is a mental self-discipline. So you always should start at any given time, at every given moment, to make it a wonderful, wonderful day. Yes, yes, yes. Well, folks, today is Wednesday. And, you know, Wednesday, I haven't had the last couple of Wednesday, but normally we put Wednesday out as Big Money Wednesday, where we bring forth to you, you know, thoughts and ideas. You know, we generally deal with the philosophies, the philosophy, your belief system, and your personal philosophy in life. And if you don't have one and to establish a core belief, and if what happens is we risk wandering in response to random ideas and things that's happening and information that comes to you, and by wandering. And just thoughts and not focus, with a true philosophy, you will have a look that your energy, I should say, your thoughts and ideas will have no major impact on your long-term goals. So a personal philosophy, as we talk about and teach you on the Billionaire Master 500, is an overall vision and attitude towards life and the purpose of it. So without this person's philosophy in that, without really any direction. So that belief system, you know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you know, you can achieve, it's basically, so that is necessary, what your beliefs are in terms of changing conditions in your life in all areas. What do you want out of life is the main thing. You know, what is your definite purpose? Do you know that? You know, 99% of people have trouble answering this question. You know, if there was a magic wand that you can just wave your hands and put in your hands and wave and say, oh, whatever you desire, what would that be? What would be the desires that you have? So we all need personal philosophies in our lives, and then we got to understand that, you know, a philosophy is an overall vision, attitude towards life, and the purpose of it. So here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, we teach that is the vision that you should have about yourself is a clear vision of your purpose and your divine purpose for your existence, and that this divine purpose should be connected directly to the divine source with the goal of giving and giving more than you're receiving in order to make this world a better place. You show up here for one purpose, and that purpose is to contribute from the gift that you have been given in order to bring about a more prosperous and abundant life. So with that, let me kind of open up here, and I think I got you out there, Dream Life Coach. Dream Life Coach, you stay pretty busy with your life. You got a lot of stuff going on most of the time, and I know your personal philosophy is centered around, as we listen to you, the personal dreams and vision that anyone can have, and you teach a formula on coaching and dreaming and how to ask yourself questions and to get to the core of what you really, really desire. You know, most of us get up in the morning and we say, well, it's another day, what I'm going to do, what I got to go and pursue some money and manage this and manage. Most of our time we're trying to struggle and manipulate a lot of things, but we're not really pursuing our goals and our dreams. But how important, but before we get started here, let's go on talking about our philosophy and Big Money Wednesday. Billionaire baby, my check, yeah, there she is. Billionaire baby, good morning, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Fantastic and amazing.
Fantastic and great, great. Looking for your song. And okay, but anyway, good morning, good morning.
Good
there
morning.
We go. I got you. Yeah. Good morning, good morning. Yes, yes. Yeah, I love
it. Enough to say, I'm never live my life today. I'm never live my life today. So everybody has to sing it out. I love my life. I love my life.
Yeah, we got your song in there, Billionaire Baby. We got your song in there. great, great, great. Yeah, that's what I see. I don't see Venus happy. Okay.
You just don't see me on my cell. I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, you're on your cell phone. Okay. The professor is in the house. Good morning, Professor. How are you this morning?
Great. I just have one tidbit that I want to share, and it is in line with Big Money Wednesday. And as you know, I'm going for my certification to be a positive prime professional. And positive prime is a technology that basically the bottom line is to help you to achieve your goals and your dreams. And I had an example of that last night, or actually this morning, both this morning and last night, where I hadn't done it for, you know, because I was busy with doing workshops and trainings for maybe about a week. And I had planned, I'm still in the midst of doing this project of Christian fitness with a beat and peace for women. And I had said one of my goals is because I feel that you should try to do something, even if it's the smallest thing, towards your goals and dreams every day. And what that does is that gives your life meaning and makes you come to life, come alive. You feel that you can trust yourself to do what it is that you're going to do. And so I was really beating myself up because I had said, I think it was Monday, I'm going to get up early in the morning at 7 o'clock. I'm going to do this run through so that I can know what things I have to change and all of this stuff. And I didn't do it. And I was really down on myself for the entire day. And I was even, you know, talking to a friend about it. And she was like, well, give yourself a break, have some compassion. And, you know, you always have next time. So last night, in preparing, because I have my trainings on Wednesdays, I said, let me go and do my homework and also let me look at a couple of positive prime sessions, which I did. And this morning I jumped up 6:30, got everything ready, and before getting on the call just now, that's why I'm on my cell phone, I ran through all the things, the music, what I'm going to say, the scriptures, all the different components of what I want an actual session to look like, and I accomplished that. So I just want to encourage people to even the smallest, tiniest little thing that you can do, action that you can take towards your goals and your dreams, to definitely encourage you to do that. And also give yourself a break if you don't do that, because you always have tomorrow. Back to you. Go, go, go.
Okay, so let's back up a minute here. You start out by saying that you had a project that you was working on and you had this in your mind. And simplify what you just said, please, because you went into several.
Okay. So what happened is, I guess the main thing I was just writing down as you were talking, I'm studying happiness, and
okay.
That's part of what our requirement is for the positive prime professional to get certified in it.
Okay, now let's back up a little bit, because you're saying so to get certified with what?
As a positive prime professional.
Positive, what's the middle word?
Prime, P-R-I-M-E.
Positive prime professional.
Prime professional, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And that's the person that's able to teach about the positive prime technology and to go into businesses and corporations or organizations, anyone that's trying to achieve goals or that they want to be healthier, happier, any type of goals. It doesn't have to be just a business or anything like that. But anyone that's trying to achieve their goals, in order to be a positive prime professional, you have to be able to explain the science and the technology behind it and why it works. So that's what I'm studying now.
Okay.
Yes. But I had my own project on the side to do this, to create this membership site, Christian Fitness with a Beat and Peace. Because so many of my clients, when I speak at a lot of Christian women's organizations, like their women's conferences, and do workshops for them on health and relating that back to biblical, you know, having it walking, doing that in a Christian way, basically.
And so, and one of the things, and I usually open up their programs with doing some type of dance and fitness and like a little workout before we actually start, you know, going into the word or the workshops. And one of the things that they always would say to me is like, oh, I really wish you can really do this on a continuous basis, as opposed to, I know you have your school and your, you know, your kids and stuff like this, but this is something that's really needed. And I was just trying to figure out a way, how would I be able to do both, to still, because I just feel compelled and still led to do my kids, but how could I satisfy this need too with women? So I prayed and came up with, and God placed on my heart to do this Christian fitness with a beat and peace, because a lot of times we don't take the time, like we want to make time for exercise, we want to make time to read the Bible, we want to make time to be in silence and meditate and listen to what God has for us, but we don't actually take the time to do that, and it seems all scattered. So if we can just put everything into a neat package of 30 minutes, get all of those things done first thing in the morning, and if I just do it through technology as opposed to trying to do it in person, then that would be, I felt like I would be accomplishing both things, where I would still have my kids and then be doing this for women too. But I wasn't taking any action on it. I was like dragging my feet.
Okay. Okay, you got a lot of stuff going on there, bringing this out of you. Okay. Okay. She's got the study happiness, got that going on, and a positive time professional. She's that seems to be a philosophy that she's studying, and incorporated into that seems to be her passion is Christian, is Christianity, of course, and the spirit of Christianity. But she wants that spirit of Christianity focus on in fitness. And you're setting up a program, and you seem like you had a breakthrough as to how you were able to set this program up and be able to continue to work with your kids as well. And that seems to be the breakthrough. Is that what I got?
And yes, and also the breakthrough was that I was dragging my feet all of this time. I was basically just doing research in research mode, but I wasn't putting into action the actual part that was going to actually have me physically do it. Like I needed.
Okay, hold it right there. Because 90% of us are always searching and researching and planning and trying to figure out and running around in circles, and we're not really taking action towards our goals and our dreams and our objectives. What was it that actually caused you? First of all, how long were you spinning in a circle before you took action? Was it weeks, months, years, or what?
Months, actually. Months. Whenever I said I was going to do it on, I'm just looking at notes because I have like a whole big on my desk. It's like a whole pile of research stuff. So I have been doing that for months. And I kept saying to myself, enough research already. You need to put this into action, because once you put it into action, you see the other things that you have to do. You see what you have to correct, what's going to go wrong, or what you have to tweak or fix or whatever. And you don't learn that until you start putting it into action. But I wasn't doing that. I was dragging my feet on doing that, like actually setting up the camera, going to the Facebook Live, you know, getting the camera angles right, all of those different things, and then listening to the music and figuring out, okay, put the timer on, and I forgot to put the timer on. So being conscious of that and saying, okay, I have to figure out a way, because this definitely has to be within 30 minutes, because that's what I'm promising, that we're going to do all these things in 30 minutes and be respectful of their time. So what are the pitfalls that I'm going to fall into, and how can I prepare for that and prevent that from happening? So you don't know those things until you actually go through the motions of actually doing it. And what I'm saying was that the positive prime technology, that's what I've been talking about for the last couple of Big Money Wednesdays is because I believe strongly in it, first of all, and I know that it's a tool. It's like an electronic vision board that is flashing, like, I think it's 2,000 images across your eyes that your brain is picking up. Both your unconscious and your conscious mind are both picking up all of these images. And in addition to images, they're also positive words, like positive affirmations. And your goals are actually stated in these images as well. Like,
hold on a second, because you're all over the place here. Is this a site that you sent us to on Big Money Wednesday sometime?
Well, yes, it is.
What's that site again?
So it's https://app.positiveprime, and that's positiveprime.com /signup, SIGNUP. And then once you put in your name, email, sign up for it, then you put in the referrer code DTARELLE-941. So DTARELLE-941.
Okay, good morning, folks. You're listening into the big... You got me all twisted up here, Brina. Brina Mastermind Forum this morning in our Big Money Wednesday, and we listened to DTARELLE. And the theme here is I put the platform here, the personal philosophy, and we got Billionaire's Happy DTARELLE talking about positive prime technology, and she's given a site here. I don't think you need all those HPPDDD. You could put in www.positiveprime.com and get there, because HTTPP always automatically comes up. So let me see here. All right, so Brina, we got 20 minutes to chew, Brina's Happy. Let me move on. But you got a lot of stuff going on here, Brina's Happy. That's all I can tell you.
I didn't mean to take up so much time. I just wanted to give that as a tip.
Yeah, but it was helpful. It's helpful. I love it. I love it. I love you. I love what you're doing. I love your attitude. And the foundation for this morning talk is personal philosophy, your personal philosophy. And you seem to be outlining your personal philosophy. And I don't know if you can sum it up, but see if you can sum it up into a statement or two. But why are you doing that? Wow. Okay. Well, before we go on, let me see if we have any feedback or questions, and then we'll go on to opening it up for other, and then I want to share, our overall personal philosophy here on the forum. But right now, I'm going to open up to the co-host this morning, Billionaire's Happy has put together a thought pattern here, and what I'm getting from her thought pattern this morning is that we are always, and I'm a victim of that, to do something, and we do not take the action. We got to make sure it's perfect. We got to make sure we say the right thing. We got to make sure we do the right thing. Where is this coming from? Where is that coming from? And we never, and not never, but a lot of times we just kill our own dreams with our own thoughts by not taking action. Lines are open. Billionaires, Dream Life Coach Rhonda or Billionaire Baby, any comments on your partner here this morning with Positive Prime Technology?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm here. So there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot going on here. And we don't got enough time to break down everything going on. And it's all good.
Just
great.
pick one that stands out for you and just comment on that, and we'll move on.
Yeah. No, I was just joking with her.
Yeah, joking with her.
But one of the things that stand out for me is one thing that I often have to help clients with is a really simple concept, interest versus commitment, interest versus commitment. And so as we find ourselves spinning off in a lot of different ways, and I do this myself personally, there's all of these things going on, I have to pull myself back. And I often ask myself, are you interested in this or are you committed to this? Because they're two different things, right? Interest will get the ball started, but it won't keep it going. Interest will get the motors turning. Interest will get the juices flowing. It'll get the excitement bubbling up. But it's commitment that actually makes it happen. And so oftentimes when you have all of these things on your plate, you have to go back and ask yourself, you know, is this something that I'm interested in? You know, meaning it's fun, it's cool, it's exciting, it's, you know, I may want to get into this, or no, I definitely want to do this. And if the answer is I am definitely committed, then you look at your patterns of behavior to see how that actually aligns. Because often if you don't know the answer just by simply asking, are you interested or commitment, your actions will tell you if you're interested or commitment. So Dr. Govrich-Mind, I'm going to pick on you this morning. You say you often have a lot of things going on, and sometimes you're here, there, and everywhere. Ask yourself, all of these things going on, based on your actions, are they interest or are they commitment? Because your actions will tell you. And if your actions say that you're interested, but your heart and your soul and your mind is saying you're committed, then the result, and then the next step is easy. You have to realign your actions. And then the final thing I'll say on, you know, beating yourself up is perfection doesn't exist. So we shouldn't expect it anywhere in the world, and we shouldn't expect it in ourselves. We are not perfect, and despite our best intentions, and we learn every day, and we get better every day, and we refocus every day, because at the end of the day, the battle takes place in the mind, right? The battle takes place in the mind. So I'll turn it back over to you, and we can see where you want to go from here.
Well, I dovetailed into the battle does take place in the mind. Interests are committed on things that's happening in your life is a good point of reference, if I say that. What I would like to share right now, if you Google, you will see an article that they did in me and Black Enterprise some time ago, and I laid out the philosophy of the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, and I'm going to lay out these several points here this morning, and then we'll come back to this, because this is the foundation, it would come back. But great, great comments. The first one is, Ron, I'm going to just focus on your interest and commitment approach here. Be motivated, I should say, beyond just making money. And in terms of creating wealth and money and prosperity, the driving force behind the ability, the driving force behind wealth creation is the ability to be a dreamer and have a vision, right? That's a key fact, and I'm definitely a visionary. So every millionaire or billionaire has a vivid vision of their dreams and their mind's eye of their dreams and in terms of making that dream a goal, a reality. So secondly, is important as Dennis Kimbrough has said it in his book called The Wealthy Choice, Success Secrets of Black Millionaires. You see things twice, first in your mind's eye, then you see it in the physical. Second point here, the first is be motivated beyond just making money. The second one is be driven by passion and purpose. I'm kind of and it's okay if you don't. Be driven by passion and purpose, excuse me. And you got to have the passion that you're talking about, as Rhonda was referring to, two words between interest and committed. There's a passion that you have to put forth to fulfill in your philosophy. You got to have a driven passion. And the third thing that here is dealing with the personal philosophy, the philosophy of the form in particular, is don't settle for anything less than excellence. And that's a standard that you have to put forth in your principles, the principles and developing your philosophy. You got to be sure that you settle for excellence. Give more. The fourth one is give more than you receive. This point is important because to create abundance in your mindset, and as you embrace your philosophy, you got to give more. Start out by giving of your time, your energy, your knowledge. And this gets multiplied as you provide solutions to the marketplace. That's how the wealth is created, providing solutions to the marketplace. And the final one is number five, is think asset control wealth accumulation. It's asset control wealth here in terms of setting up a person, your personal philosophy in terms of wealth creation. Even if we go back to the ancient times and the biblical times, the days of the pharaohs and the kings, you will discover tremendous wealth powers and what I call asset control wealth. It simply means that your asset acquisitions are the driving force to accumulate wealth in order to establish and carry out a legacy. So those are some points that I shared. 2000. When was this article written? 2015. As an overall philosophy, some of the philosophy of the forum here. But running back to your comments, interest or commitment, and the question that you asked me. The things that I'm working on and the combination of things, am I interested or am committed to whatever project is? That's an interesting question. It's a good question. And I have to answer in yes and no, depending on the project. That's the best way I can answer it. I know that's not an answer, but some project is interest, some projects is for commitment. I don't know if you can have both of them function, but that's kind of my thought process there. Okay.
Well, and I think that's always clear for all of us, right? And there's always that mix between interest and commitment. It's just for us to recognize and understand. So when you have these projects, when you understand that they're in the interested column, then you don't stress mm-hmm. about them. Right? You don't beat yourself up about them. You don't mm-hmm. feel like I need to do this every day because actually it's an interest. It's not a commitment. And so I'm good. And so that helps you, sort of take a little bit of the stress and pressure off yourself to, you know, be excellent and to succeed in every single thing that you do, because we know that that's not the way that life works. So I think mm-hmm. it's a great answer. And if for you, it's just going through the list of projects and understanding which is where, and then acting and reacting accordingly.
Yes, yes. We're going to open up now for the Big Money Wednesday. Billionaire Baby, I guess you got a Big Money project you want to start out, and then we'll open up. I got a project that I'm committed to as well, Beyond Interest. And what do you got for us this morning, Billionaire Baby?
Well, I'm just listening to both of our other co-hosts, and I'm just thinking how I move with things and things that I'm interested in. And I guess it goes back to what you, what you feel about yourself, what you know about yourself, knowing yourself and knowing, beginning to know what gifts or talents you have that you want to offer or you want to strengthen. And I have to admit that over, I guess, Yeah, I would say over just my whole life in terms of the people who, the family I came into, they're very strong feelings and attitudes about success. And whatever they decided that they wanted to do or was working toward, it would take place. So I guess for years, I've always felt that way. And it really boils down to, you know, at this particular time, understanding and knowing the law of attraction, knowing what you really feel good about that you can do, you want to do more of, you want to share, you want more people to know about it. And proceeding with the thoughts and the feelings and beginning to take action. And I found that always the things that I began to realize I can do and wanted to do, the people, the situations, the circumstances would appear to be able to help me to do it. I guess it's a spiritual aspect that it was always with me. And pretty much every area of my growth, from a child through school and through the church and through the people that I came in contact with, my family is Bahamian, West Indian, and they believe in all having a business and having your property and land and, you know, doing things with the family for each other. And so I grew up with that background, which allowed me to, when I got interested in something, to know that, you know, this is going to be really good for me, good for those around me, that it was going to take place, and it would take place. And that has to do with it. Now understanding the vibrational energy that you send out that attracts things. And so I would say all along at different times in my life, I thought of things and it would take place. I thought of traveling and it would take place. I thought of getting my graduate degree. All of a sudden I'd, you know, be able to talk with people who would provide scholarships. I wanted to live in the best area of town with the beautiful brownstone. It just so happened I end up renting a place that turned out we begin to own. And it's just amazing. So at this point in my life, and then of course I worked for the city for a number of years, but at the same time I had my own holistic health center. So I was always into helping and helping more. I mean, I had a private clients of about 20 or 30 people. And I knew I could do it because I was so excited about it. I knew I had the gifts to provide it, and it provided for me in every way. And I think when you're loving something, when you're feeling good about it, and you know this is, you know, what you are here about, everything will turn up for you. So at this particular point in my life, I'm thinking, okay, I've done a number of things, all the things I wanted, and I continue to want to open up to help people. And I've always been drawn toward health, not only spiritual health, but mental health and physical health. So knowing that we're going to be living much longer, we want to be as healthy and wonderful as possible, because anything that you do is coming through you. And I recognize and realize that when you have certain kinds of stresses, and it affects you mentally, emotionally, or physically, it just dampens, you know, your ability. Like I had a wonderful experience a couple of months ago. I had not been physically ill in, I don't know, 20, 30 years, because I do take care of myself, but I must have been traveling and on a plane, picked up infection, but I knew my body was going to come through. But it's interesting how things occur. I was thinking of now what it is that I want to do to create a legacy for my family, for my grandchildren, and help people around me. And because I'm into health, really, that, you know, is the thing that I wanted to do something in that area, and I'm into naturalistic type of health. So going through these changes physically, I met some people. This is why I say everything happens for a reason. Even though it was a challenge and it felt like I was going, but I met some people who were with a company that had technology that allows you to receive the nutrients that your body needs from the herbs, from the natural supplements, almost 95-98%, you know, much more, because many of the things that we're taking, even though we're into the health mode, do not reach the cells of the body because the body is not able to absorb it, or the digestive system destroys it before it can get to the body or the brain. And in myself coming through into my back, being centered and well, met these people who introduced me to a product. And when I use them, they work so fast and so quickly and so wonderfully. I thought, this got to be, you know, this really got to be the thing that I asked for. So I am working with a company called Vasayo, V-A-S-A-Y-O. And they have created some absolutely wonderful products for the whole body. But, of course, the very special one is the CBD hybrid that they have, which is very pure, that goes to the body almost so quickly. It's amazing. And it brought me through such wonderful, in such a wonderful way. And so quickly, and I thought, well, look, I have to look more into this. So I researched it and will be very happy to share information. And I'm planning to have a gentleman who's really at the top of the company. And by the way, the company Vasayo was created by the people who had created MonaV, which is a $1 billion company in itself. So they left MonaV and created this company, and everything is 10 times more powerful or more. So in one of the Wednesdays coming, I'll have Mr. Krause come on and give us more information about it. But for anyone who is interested in the products themselves, just for shopping or buying it, or if you're interested in looking at it in terms of what it will provide in terms of finances, and it's amazing because the company is only a couple of years old, and so we're right at the top, and this is the time to make huge amounts of money. Now, these guys are pulling in fantastic amounts already, and they've only been in a year or maybe 2 years.
What is your website?
My all callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
My website will be my name, Tammy Swain, T-A-M-M-Y, S-W-A-I-N-E, capital V-A-S-A-Y-O.com. And I have two
websites. V-A-M-M-Y-S-W-A-I-N-E. Go ahead.
Capital V. When you start out, I think my first initial T is capitalized, but the company is when you write it down, it's Tammy Swain Vasayo, VASAYO.com.
Okay,
and
great.
You can order products from that. And the other website was the CBD, because it's in the same company, but it's two websites. The other one is Tammy Swain again, capital T-A-N-N-Y-S-W-A-I-N-E, capital V first, capital V, then capital C, capital B, capital D, and the word one, all caps, O-N-E, capital O, capital E. In capital E.com. And that's where you see all the information. Now, the particular technology we're talking about is called liposome, L-I-P-O.
Okay.
L-I-P-O-S-O-M-E.
Right.
And this is a new technology that medical and the scientists are excited about. That's where I am now. So
thank you.
All what I'm saying is what I was thinking and praying and meditating on has come through for me, and I believe
great.
That's how I do it. Okay.
Thank you. Well, that's a great full report there on what Billionaire Baby is doing. So let's open up now. We got the lines on mute. I want to start out, I'll come back too, but I'm on the way to Las Vegas for 5 days to have a party with about 10,000 people from around the world.